En Cox estamos un paso adelante, como el muchacho que ya sabe la orden de tu cafecito incluso antes de pedirlo.
Hey, José, café con leche sin lactosa, un toque de vainilla templadito sin azúcar.
En Cox también nos adelantamos a lo que necesitas. Por eso el precio de tu plan no subirá por 3 años. Y nuestra seguridad avanzada protegerá tu red de amenazas antes de que pasen. Cox, un paso adelante. José, llamada de tu jefe en 3, 2, 1. Al menos 500 megabits por segundo de velocidad y Cox Unlimited Mobile. Impuestos y cargos no incluidos en garantía de precio. Velocidad de datos móviles reducida tras usar 20 gigas al mes.
Hello, and welcome back to another week of Selective Hearing. I'm your host, Julie DeMar, and this week we are going to be talking all about our inner dialogue. And you know the reason why. It's because Sink Full of Dishes is available now on Amazon. So if you have not been following what's going on, or if you are a brand new listener, first let me say welcome to everyone. My book, Sink Full of Dishes, is available right now on Amazon, and it will be available in the coming weeks on Kindle and Apple Books as well. So stay tuned and continue to follow everything that's going on. This week is all about our inner dialogue and how it influences our emotions, our behaviors, and our overall well-being. I wrote the book on it, honey, so I think that I can officially call myself somewhat of an expert. I know we've had a few conversations about my negative narrator, Monica. For those of you who do not know who Monica is, please buckle up and turn those earbuds up. During our exploration today of how our inner dialogue really does shape us, and furthermore, how we can take back the power from our inner dialogue and have a better life. First, I want to define what our inner dialogue is, or for me, who Monica is. Our inner dialogue is this constant stream of thoughts, right? It's the things that run through our mind. And sometimes it's like a supportive friend and a cheerleader. It's not always negative, but you know, I wrote the book about when it is negative, you know, when it is being an inner critic, how that really can affect us. But before we go there, I do want to say that sometimes it's that supportive friend. It's the cheerleader. I'll even piggyback on that and say today I choose only to take advice from the cheerleader, even though I recognize when Monica shows up with her negative dialogue. I only take advice from the part of me that is cheering me on, and I give care to the part of me that is not. Sometimes it's our friendly cheerleader, and then other times it's a very harsh critic, okay? And we have all the words for it. Negative narrator, inner critic, Monica, negative, I've heard nasty roommate and gremlin and some other things. Those are just like a few of my favorites. What it all boils down to is that inner chatter. It is a reflection of our beliefs, of our attitudes, of past experiences. I've spoke about this before, but I want to elaborate. When your negative narrator shows up, it's an alarm system. It's showing up to protect you from something or to steer you away from something. Even though this voice is not serving you in any way at all, its intentions are really to help you based on, again, your past experiences, beliefs, and attitudes. Now I want to get into the psychology of it all, because I know that before the book came out, you know, I just kind of introduced you to some things that I experienced and, you know, how I went through the process of creating Sink Full of Dishes. Now that you can read it, in addition to the things that I've experienced, and most importantly, the tools and resources that I use to start having a healthier relationship with myself and having healthier conversations with myself, I had to understand the psychology of it all. So yes, everyone, there is actually research that is behind all of this. And psychology shows that our inner dialogue is basically categorized into positive and negative self-talk. And like we just discussed, positive self-talk can boost our confidence and it can motivate us. Negative self-talk, it can lead to stress and anxiety and even depression. And for me, it led to all those things. It helped me perfect the practice of self-sabotage. On a scientific level, let me just reach into the bag and talk about the science. Cognitive behavioral therapy is one of the areas that focuses on our internal narrative, right? CBT is one of the therapies that focuses on changing your negative thought pattern to improve mental health. Studies show that our inner dialogue activates brain regions associated with self-reflection and emotional regulation. For example, your prefrontal cortex is responsible for like planning and decision making and is heavily involved in our self-talk. Now, I'm not a doctor and I don't want to boggle you down with jargon on this beautiful Monday, but I just want to show you that this is absolutely normal. It's something that we all experience and there's a reason for it. Not only is there a reason for it, but there is a treatment for it and there is a way that we can overcome it and live our best life. That is the main goal of every single Monday, is for me to put things out there and resources out there, information out there, and share stories so that you know you're not alone. But most importantly, so you know that there is a way out. There is light at the end of the tunnel. And all of these things happen for a reason. Like, our brains really can't distinguish. Like, it can't always distinguish between like our self-talk and our actual spoken dialogue. And me learning this is one of the things that helped me. I didn't have to go to, you know, well, my life coach did help me along with this, but I didn't have to go through, you know, extensive therapy or, you know, be medicated or anything like this for me to put this into practice. It was absolutely free and it helped me. Our brain not being able to always distinguish between our self-talk and our actual spoken dialogue was why I started arguing with myself. And if you listened to the show before, you know this, and if this is your first time listening, when my negative dialogue shows up, when Monica shows up in the beginning, because she used to be so loud and so overbearing, I would out loud say, not today. Not today. Not today, girl. No, thank you. Not today. I would tell her, I would be like, lies, lies. When she would show up and telling me I can't do stuff or questioning what I'm doing or why do I think I'm capable of things, I would just be like, lies. I know you lying. Or no, shut up. Not today, girl. And I would literally out loud, no matter where I was, if I was having it bad, I would just say stuff like that. And I would completely disrupt her and shut her down. And then after disrupting her and shutting her down, I was able to go back to her to find out why was she there. And then in finding out why she was there and all the proof that she had, you know, ready to present to me to convince me that the things that I was doing, I should not be doing. I had all the proof to show back to her that, yes, I am doing this. We're safe doing this. I got this. It's all right. That's where in the beginning of the show, when I was talking about that level of care, that level of self-care, that's where I started to develop these things and understand these things. And it just simply started with me having a real life argument with myself. Like, girl, lies. Not today. No, we are good. Sit back. I got this. Monica usually, she shows up often. Not as often as she used to, but she still shows up often. But I found that Monica likes to show up before I come talk to you guys. Mainly during guest recordings. So I'm not even gonna say for some reason, but I get sick a lot. I'm sick right now. My kid's in kindergarten. He comes home with homework and cooties. That's what he does. I found that if I'm feeling sick, Monica really uses that as a argument for me not to record, for me not to continue. But there's even times where I'm perfectly well and everything is great. I'm extremely prepared for the show. I'm ready for the guests, where Monica will show up and she will say, we shouldn't do this, or why are you doing that? Or why do you think that you are capable of doing this? And I have to go back at her with all the things and all the reasons of why I'm doing this and why everything is okay. I always like let her know, like, you know, we're prepared for it. We have the lived experience for this. We know this. Most importantly, we want to help other people who are struggling with this thing. I'm doing it. Certain things that Monica has said. Why do you think you're qualified to do this? I'm going to mess this up. I'm not good enough. And doing that in the beginning I would get anxiety. I would underperform. Again, I had to get out of that and I had to come back at her with all the positive things. This is where I'm coming back in with how I was a professional self-sabotage agent in my own life, because my inner dialogue was shaping the outcome of my long-term goals because it was so consistent. Just like you say positive affirmations, or, you know, just like people, you know, speak things into their life. You can literally speak the opposite over your life. You can convince yourself of the opposite, and you can actively pursue the opposite if you don't have a conversation with yourself and shut it down and redirect that power back into a positive light. So let's get into some more things to help transform it. I know I told you that I used to just shut Monica down wherever I was at, and I would just say, no, lies, not today, you know, all of the above. So there's a lot of strategies in the book. And there's some stories in there. And I also put some self-workbook pages in there so you can reflect on the things that you just read and answer a couple questions and really work through everything that you're reading. But I want to give you a couple strategies today. But the first one before I get into this is I'm just going to tell you to go read the book. Go read the book. It's worth it. And I structured it the way that I did so that you can take it everywhere with you, especially for those of you who may really struggle with this the way that I did. You can go back, and it's just that little handy tool in your purse or in your car or in your backpack where you can go back and you can look at it, or you can even go through a quick exercise with yourself to help you really regain your power. Some of the strategies to help you get started. Number one is awareness. Once we become aware, self-aware, and aware of our inner dialogue, then that's when you can really like step into that observer role and you can pay attention to the things that you are saying to yourself throughout the day. The one thing that helped me with this, not just saying, okay, Monica, not today, girl, you lying, I don't have time, was journaling. My journal that I kept that helped me write this book was because I was writing down the things that I was saying. I was writing down my thoughts. And then I was going back and reading the things that I was telling myself. And then I was questioning, why was I talking to myself like that in the first place? Then that can lead you into being able to challenge those thoughts. Because remember, I told you your negative narrator is going to want to show up and it's going to want to present you a whole case of why you can't do something, why you're not good enough, why you need to just walk away and leave that alone, why these things in the world that are for you are not for you. Challenge that. Because when you catch yourself engaging in negative self-talk, challenge that and ask yourself, is this true? What evidence do I really have? Remember, we were talking about that earlier. What evidence do I really have to prove you wrong? And then, like I said, like there's the opposite of negative, which is positive. So your next thing will be your positive affirmation. You got to replace a habit with a habit. So you got to replace those negative thoughts with positive thoughts. And you have to be realistic with those thoughts. I'm not talking about the affirmations where you're like, I'm going to be a billionaire. I'm not saying you can't. Step one. What is step one? Okay, we playing the long game here. What is step one to becoming a billionaire? I can't become a billionaire tomorrow, and I can't keep telling myself positive affirmations that I'm gonna become one tomorrow. And then when I don't, I'm gonna start kicking myself. I'm going to be a billionaire one day, but today, what am I going to do to get there? What is my plan? Because small steps equal big wins. Everything that you do that's small, it adds up, but you cannot just leap into something. You got to get there one step at a time. And I had to learn that too. So replace your negative thoughts with positive thoughts and realistic thoughts. I'm going to be happy today because I'm going to do X, Y, Z to do so. Very, very simple. Instead of saying, I can't do this when things become challenging, because we all know, especially today in this world, things become challenging. Instead of saying, I can't do this, say, I can overcome these challenges. Let's not forget to be mindful. You want to practice being mindful. You want to stay in the present, being mindful and practicing mindfulness and practicing meditation, remembering to be present in the moment that you're in. It teaches you to observe your thoughts without judgment. And, you know, our critics love to judge us. They love to point out what they believe to be flaws, and they like to judge us. So we need to reverse that, right? And then surround yourself with positivity. The people that you interact with, believe it or not, can help with influencing your inner dialogue. You might really be at the point in your life where it's time to move out of certain spaces and into new ones, and you have to surround yourself with people who are supportive and who are positive. Not perfect, not unrealistic, not hiding behind a mask, but who get it just like you do. And I recently, it's crazy because I felt like I had like all the right pieces to this puzzle. And there was just a reminder. I was told before, like, things like this shift every time you up level or every time you're getting ready to up level. And I'm like, nah, you know, like, my squad is my squad and they're not going nowhere. And I think everything is pretty airtight and solid right now. Like, all the pieces to the puzzle are fitting and I'm growing and everybody is on the team. And I just got a very sad reminder very recently that some people that I thought were positive within my space are not. And it hurts. I'll be the first to tell you, like, it hurt. And there's grief associated with it. And I don't even know, to be for real with you right now, if I'm ready for that grief. But I know, like, I have to move through it and out of that space and into what's next for me if I want to continue to grow, if I want to continue to be better and be great, and if I want to continue to help all of you. I want to encourage you that no matter how challenging that is, keep moving. There's something for you that is very, very special, and that is within your, that is a part of your purpose, and you gotta let go of all of that other stuff so you can get there. Don't cheat yourself. So now that I've given you all of the advice for the day, I want to let you know that I'm starting a Facebook group, and I'm going to be doing, I just learned how to do this Instagram, like, messenger thread group activity type thing. I am starting two groups. So wherever you live with me, if it's on Facebook, if it's on Instagram, come join, and I will be talking all about Sinkful Editions within these groups. So especially if you already bought the book, join, because this is going to be a private space outside of, you know, my social media public forums. This is going to be a private space where we can hammer out all things that our inner voice says to us, and you can do it with people that get it. So I'm talking about positive spaces, and I'm going to create one for you too. I'm going to create a safe, positive space for you to express yourself, for you to ask me questions, for you to become friends with other people who are like you, and we continue this growth journey together. And then another thing is, if you are not my friend on social media, I want to know why not. Head over to any of your favorite social media platforms and type in at Selective Hearing Show. Look out, because I decided to do a book signing. So all the information for the book signing will be going up soon. And a little special thing that I will share with you is, during the book signing, I will be doing a live podcast recording where not only will you get to see me live and live in color doing my thing, but you get to be a part of the experience, and you can ask me any question that you like about the show, about my journey, about the book. So you'll get a chance to come get your book signed, take a picture with me, and you get to be a part of my live studio audience where you can ask me questions and just enjoy a beautiful space and a beautiful day together. So continue to listen, because I'm going to keep you updated on that. Make sure that you're following on social media, because I will continue to give you updates there. And always, you can always follow everything at selectivehearingshow.com. So just remember that your inner dialogue is a powerful force that shapes your reality. So become aware of it. Cultivate a positive inner narrative. This will help you improve your overall mental health. It'll help you achieve your goals. And it will help you lead a more free and fulfilling life, okay? All of you need to be out there going after your purpose, okay? You are big, you are not small, and you need to live in that space every single day, even when it's challenging. So just remember that. Go to Amazon now. Everything is linked in the show notes, but go to Amazon now if you have not already. get your copy of Sinkful of Dishes, leave me a review, join the groups, continue to follow. Thank you for your support. I love all of you. And until next week, this is Selective Hearing.